Okay, so the next few days are going to take us from the two dots in the bottom of Zion of an Aleph through the two dots towards the end of Zion of a Bet. We're going to be on this for definitely a few days, maybe more. There are a lot of really, really important sugyot here. They're not really psachim sugyot, right? They're much broader. They're about bracha. Today it will still be psachim. We're going to focus on the bracha specifically on bedika. But then we're going to get into general issues of brachot, what language we use for brachot, which is the main issue in the Gemara, li versus al, and then the question of when you say bracha, which is over lasiatan, and then some of the exceptions to the rules. We'll definitely spend a shiur on Brit Milah, because Brit Milah is fascinating with its two brachot, right? We have both the bracha on the Milah itself, and then the very weird bracha of lachniso bebrito shel Avram Avinu, which is a fascinating thing, and we'll talk a little bit about some of the other exceptions as we go along. Tvila, maybe we'll spend a share on lulav, I haven't decided, but there's all, right, all these exceptions are fascinating, and then that will lead us to Zion and Bet, which you should know, right, that was L'Or Haner, which is why you use candles, and we already did that. So once we've done that, that will have take us to the two dots already on Chet Amon Aleph, which is when we'll have to make the decision whether we continue going to some of the nitty-gritty about Bedikot, or we move to other places, the Masechta, or maybe we spend like a day or two running through some of those issues and get to the mission on Tet Amon Aleph. I don't know. We'll have to decide. Okay. But in the meantime, we're going to start with the beginning of the sugya and not read all of it. But this sugya of Brachot starts off with a question about Bedika. Amar Yehuda Habodek Sarich Sheyivarech. One who does Bedika must make a bracha, and then the Gemara says, "Well, my mevarech." What bracha do you make? Rav Papa Amar Shmei de Rava, Livvar Chametz, Rav Papa Amar Shmei de Rava, Al Biur Chametz. And then you get the machloket of Livvar or Al Biur Chametz, to destroy or on the destruction of, and that launches us into the main sugya of the next three quarters of an amud, which is the language of bracha, lit versus al. But today, before we get into that, we're going to focus just on the beginning question here, which is the bracha on bedika, right? Because the Gemara makes it very clear, even if it's very few words, that the question of whether you make a bracha on bedika and what bracha you make are separate questions, right? The first chiddush of the Gemara is correct. Now, why do I say it's a chiddush? Why do I say that the Gemara is presenting something novel? Why don't I just say, yeah, it's obvious? Before that, no, I mean, don't conceptual. Just first, literally, why in the Gemara do I think it's a chiddush? I'm going to ask you in 1 second for what the chiddush is. But why do I think that the Gemara sees this as novel? So I think just very simply the fact that the Gemara distinguishes between the fact that you make a bracha and then making a bracha. Meaning, if it was obvious that you make a bracha, then what should you do?
Immediately go.
Right, launch into the machloket, what bracha do you make? And so you think about the first Mishnah in Shas, okay? I do expect you at some level to know all of Shas, but I actually expect you to know the first Mishnah in Shas, right? What is the first Mishnah in Shas? Me'ematai korin et Shema, right? When do you start reading Shema? At night. And then what's the Gemara's first question? Tana hecha gai ditanim ematai. How can you ask when before establishing that? Not why. That. You said, when do you read Shema? Why don't you just tell me you have to read Shema? Right? Why did you start with when? Right? So in that Gemara, the Gemara says, if I start by saying when, or I start by saying what type of bracha, that implies that I already know that. Here, the Gemara doesn't. So the Gemara is fully aware of launching into conversations without establishing that you say something or that you do something. It's fully capable of launching a discussion of the whens and the hows and the whats, right, and the whys, rather than the whats. The fact that in Shema it doesn't bother doing that, right? The Gemara doesn't say you read Shema at night because the pasuk says so. And when do you do it? Well, this is when you do it. Right? And here the Gemara goes out of its way to set up as two separate rules. Habodek tzarech shivarech. One who does bedika needs to make a bracha, and only then brings a second machloket, which is, which bracha do you make, levayer albi, or makes it very clear that the Gemara thought that it needed to establish the facts on the ground that you say a bracha, and that wasn't a given. Right? Right? That's a very minor point, but I think it's important, and that's going to be basically our starting point here, which is, okay, why? Why? And that's the major question we want to deal with today, which is really two questions. They're related. Right? One is, right, why was it not obvious that we say a bracha on the Giga? That's going to be question one, right? Two is, right, well, now that we do make a bracha, right, what do we learn from the fact that we do make a bracha, right? And the third question is going to be,
question mark,
right, which is why, once we're making a bracha, right, what does the Gemara have a machloket about?
Levayer
or
Albior.
But it never asked the other question, which is, wait, this is on Bedika. Why are we saying the bracha on Bedika? Bior. Right? So before we even get to the Le or Al, which is going to be the main sugya on this Amud, we've got to figure out, why did the Gemara take it as a given that Bedika, we should make a bracha of something to do with Bior? Why didn't you say maybe the bracha should be Livdoket HaChametz or Al Bedikat HaChametz? Or maybe the Gemara should have said you make a bracha on Bior HaChametz, and the machloket is levayer or bior. By the way, do we make a bracha on bior, which is the last thing, right? Now, the topic today, what I'm going to have to do is, why don't we make a bracha on bior itself, right?
Now, what do you mean? We already did it on Bedika,
right? And these are going to be related questions, presumably, right? But those are the questions that we need to answer, yes?
Right.
Good. Let's go in order. So, Avi, you get to start. Why was it not obvious that we say a bracha on Bedika at all, right? Why is it that the Gemara would present this as a chiddush? Now, really, Avi, you were going to, really, you're answering question one and two, which is what was not obvious, and therefore, what did we learn?
Another answer, because one, first of all, there's no mitzvah to do Bedika. There's no Esther of Bali not set.
Okay, so Avi says, very simple. What do you mean? What mitzvah? Right? We're, all we're doing is avoiding Bal Yeraya. Right? It's not obvious that you should make a bracha. Why should you make a bracha? You're avoiding a negative. What if I know I have no chametz? What if I'm a pyromaniac and I say, I don't check house, let me just light the whole, I'm a rich pyromaniac. I say, rather than search for chametz, every year, the day before, I just cover my house in, you know, gasoline, and, you know, I let the gas run in the house, whatever, that's probably easier, right? And then throw in a match and buy a new house for Pesach, yalla, right? If I was a, you know, rich pyromaniac lunatic, right? So, an arsonist and whatever, right? I'd say, so I don't have to do Bedika, right? I don't have to do, right? So obviously, there's one possibility is that the reason that you wouldn't say a bracha is because, well, what mitzvah? Bior and Bedika are not really positives, right? We said maybe they're not positives. They're avoidance of negative. So good. So just to make it a little bit clear, I'll try to color code here. So obviously, says, so then what's the maskana? So then why do we make a bracha? What do we learn? Meaning it is positive, right? Meaning this, if this is the Havamina, then you would say Bior is positive, supported by, let's say, the Pasuk of Tashbitu, which is active, right? Now, you would still have to answer this question, Avi, right? Which is, then why do we say it on Bedika? We still don't know yet, right? Meaning, what do you mean away? And you need to be very precise there. Okay, so now Avi says, for this and
Bidika is a prerequisite, right, for Bior, right? Meaning, so this is like the start of the process, let's say, yeah? And therefore, why don't we make it on Bior? We do.
We essentially do. The point is, right, that it's one big process, and therefore we essentially do.
This is Rez. Avi.
Fine? Good. Eitan, what color do you want to be? Green or blue? Yeah, okay, Eitan wants to be green.
Good. So he says maybe the Kiddush is Derabanan. Right? That's the whole point. Right? The point is that Bidika.
Beer is Doraita, but Bidika is Derabanan. Maybe he shouldn't have a bracha. Why shouldn't he have a bracha on Derabanan?
Okay, and maybe you have a problem like we do in general, a vitzivanu, right? Which is maybe just not all have, or maybe it's a problem of vitzivanu, right? Did you really command this? Good. So what would the answer be? Correct. We do say it. We do say brachot on either on all derabanan, right? All or this derabanan. Right, we'll have to explain why.
Good. Why Bidika not Bior?
Well, now, for Eitan, this is easy, which is, well, that's the whole point. The Kiddush is that we say it on Bidika, which is Derabanan, right? He still needs to answer why we say it on Bior. So what would you say there? Okay, fine. So you say something like Avi, right, which is the Kiddush that's Derabanan, but at the end, once we say it on Bidika, which is Derabanan, it still is leading to Bior, and then presumably then this would be the same as, good. So this is going to be, Eitan, fine. And who wants to?
What? Oh, what, you want to give a different answer?
I'm just trying to think of what a different answer would be.
Okay, if you come up with it, good. Okay, anyone else who wants to weigh in? They don't have to, but we have two. We'll see. There are others. What else might we say?
You would only make bracha on what would fit in within Tashbito, and it's kind of what it's kind of Derabanan. That Bidika is Derabanan.
Okay.
But it's harder to put Bidika in the category of Tashbito unless you say that it is an extension of Bior, in which case you. The Kiddush would be that it actually is an extension of Bior.
Okay. So Mordechai is saying something different, which is maybe the Hava Mina is Bidika is not connected to Bior, right? And this, meaning this is a variation of Eitan, which is not all Derabbans get it, and Bidika isn't connected to Bior. Kiddush is Bidika.
Is,
right? It's not that you say a bracha on Derabanan. The Kiddush is that Bidika is connected to Bior. Now, we've seen Shita like this.
Like who? Rashi Tosfos. Right? Over and over. Good.
Then what would you say, Bidika Bior? Now you have to explain this connection.
Well, is it, well, initially we wouldn't have thought. It's okay, still so.
Yeah. I'm not tall. This is like very hard for me. Yeah, okay.
So is Bidika equal to Bior?
So what would you say?
Avamina, no. Maskana, yes.
In what way? How is it equal to Bior?
In that.
Right, both Avi and Eitan said it's the start of the process. I expect you to give me a different possibility. Well, I'll give you a hint. You can see, not because. I want you to give me a hint. I want you to give me a possibility that's based on, and if you can't think of it now, I want you to think what we learned last year in Shemitah, in Shviat. Let that mull over until you have an answer that connects it. Good. I want it from you, because you learned Shviat with me. The rest of you didn't, so you're potter. On this. Yes, because then we'll have learned it, but we spend time in it. Just think. Keep it in mind.
Is it similar to Rav Moshe's deck?
Think Rambam, right? Okay, anyone else want to, and then I'd have to get another color, but... I'd have to find more space also. Yeah, we can do that. Okay, so let's start plugging some of these sheet out. So let's look at Rabbeinu David. Rabbeinu David in number 3 says, Amar of Yehuda habodei tzarech shivarech, lomar, shetzarech livarech al habdika. So first of all, what does Rabbeinu David tell you?
Well, we know that. What does he add by saying Lomar?
Right, what does he add by saying Lomar? Yeah, right, meaning he just highlights that this is a Chiddush. Right, meaning he's just making that point. Good. Why? Shelo Tomar HaMitzvot Eina Ela Bishat Biur Shelo Badak Vilo bir lo asaklum. Don't think that you have done nothing until you got to biur, until you destroy it. Right? Because if I searched and I didn't destroy anything, that what I did was meaningless. Right? Meaning don't think that bidika is nothing. This is essentially probably Mordechai, closest to Mordechai, right? Don't think that Bior is what you make bracha on and Bidika is therefore nothing. Kamash one review, the Shabodeg Mivarech Shehi Tchilat HaMitzvah. You say the bracha on Bidika because it is the beginning of the mitzvah. This is, right? So his question is basically Mordechai is, which is, don't think Bidika is nothing.
Yeah.
Because it's not disconnected from Bior. Bidika is connected to Bior, and why do you say the bracha? Because of what Avi and Eitan said. You say it on Bidika, not Bior, because it's the beginning of the process, so why do we not say it on Bior itself? We do, because this is the beginning of the process. Very good. Mikol Makom, let's just finish the remainder of it. Mikol Makom, Enu Mevarach HaBidika Chameitz, Elal Bior, Shikolel, Erakol. So why don't we say it, the words Vidika? Because Bior captures everything, right? It's more expansive because it talks about the whole process. Right? The point is we want to say one bracha on all of it. Okay? That's possibility one in Rabbeinu David. So, right? So let's say that this is Rabbeinu David number one. Rabbeinu David number one, and then, right, Rabbeinu David number one, and this is Rabbeinu David number one.
Yep, we agreed? Good, Avi, what's your question?
So that's an interesting question, right, is if you think that this is really what it is, or is it Hefsek? The Hefsek question will come up, though surprisingly not in that way. But you're right. Right, at some level, you might want to say that. Good. Okay. That's Rabbeinu David number one. Oh, Nomar. Or you could say, She'amru tzarech levarech mipnei habedika shehi midirabanan. Maybe the havam, you know, is you didn't make a bracha because it's the Rabban. So this is Eitan. Rabbeinu David number two is, right? What was the Hava Amina that you don't make brachot on? On Mitzvot Derabbanan. How does he know that there's a Hava Amina that you don't make bracha on Mitzvot Derabbanan? Because what does the Gemara in Shabbat say? Nope, the Gemara says you do. But the Gemara had a Havamina. The Gemara says that you make a bracha lahadlik ner something. Shel Chanukah, Chanukah, there's different machlokot. There's different girsot, if you've never noticed that. Some people say lahadlik ner Chanukah, lahadlik ner Shel Chanukah. You say Shel Chanukah. Shel. Yeah, I always grew up with Shel, but then one of my kids, you know, got the little card from school and said lahadlik ner Chanukah. I'm like, oh, what? Yeah, I always grew up with Shell, but there are Gersa that it's just Lahadlik Ner Chanukah.
What? It said just Hanukkah? Right, yeah, so there's different gear set. Anyways, but the Gemara there said, not now. The Gemara says, okay, which the Gemara says what? Gemara says, how can you say, Lahad Likner, Shel Hanukkah, or Hanukkah? What's the problem? Heichon Sivanu. Right? Where did you command us? How can you say that God commanded us to do a Derabbanan? And what's the Gemara's answer? Heichon Sivanu, Milo Tasur. Where did God command us? From the Pasuk, which says, listen to the rabbis. Which, of course, contributes to Machloket Rambam. Ramban, is that actually the source of Derabbanan? And then Gemara gives a second Pasuk of Sha'ala Vicha V'Yagedcha. But the point is, the Rabbi David says, we know from elsewhere in Shas that the notion that you say a bracha on Derabbanans is true, but not what? Obvious. Right? It's true, but not obvious. And therefore, all you need to do is to show that this is not obvious enough. If it's not obvious, then the Gemara needs to establish that you do it. Right? That makes sense? Right? Once you know that in Shas, saying brachot and derabanan is not obvious, then when the Gemara says, make a bracha on something which is derabanan, you could just resort to saying, yes, this is a reiteration of the conviction that we have, the reiteration of the claim made in Shabbat that, oh, Mo, we're missing Mo. I know we're missing someone else. Where's Mo?
Maybe Mo is taking care of.
Is he also sick?
No.
He's with Josh. Oh, right. He took. He went with him to the hospital, right? Or Machar, or whatever they went to. Yeah.
So according to the Ramban, would you say Vitzibano for Mitzvah Terabanan?
Yeah, I mean, he can't deny the Gemara. Right?
That's a tough read.
Meaning, there's a given that you say, right? Right? But, meaning, but it's a given.
Can we have in mind that we're talking about, should we have in mind Vitzibano is coming from some...
Oh, so what the Ramban will, how he'll defend it is part of his deal, but... Right, that's the given fact, right? Okay. Gemara says you say bracha. It's not like, yeah. Okay. Kemo shamru, hamadlik ner chana tzeret l'lur.
Is that why you remember the Ramban?
What?
Never mind.
Just like the Gemara asks, how do you make a bracha on ner chanaka? Right, the whole reason the Gemara raises this problem is because it's not obvious, because it's only derabanan. And therefore, at some point in Chazal, there was such a dispute, meaning it wasn't a given amongst all the rabbis. Some people felt, right, what Rabbeinu David adds here is one more point, which is, right, and that not all agreed, right, not everyone agreed you were allowed to make a bracha on derabanan, and therefore he says the chiddush here is that we paskin like the shita that you make a bracha on derabanans, right? V'machol v'nechomim v'mevarchalem k'dita v'perek lula v'arava k'mo peresh v'perash nusham. Okay? Good. Ritva. Amar of Yehuda Marav, Abodik Sarech Shevarech. The one who makes the bracha, the one who does bedika has to make a bracha. Perech. Itzrich Lashmina Mishum de Ikara Mitzvah Hainu Biur. What was the Havamina? You shouldn't make a bracha, Mordechai. Exactly what Mordechai said, which is, the main mitzvah is biur, and therefore it's a chiddush that you should say a bracha on
bedika.
Ve'ena bedika ela ketikun ve'hechsher. Bedika is only the preparation to, right? So this is a variation, right? So now we had
Vedika's only connect is not connected to the Yom Kippur. Here, this is a variant of this ritual, which is, right, no bracha on mere prayer. Right, now this is probably a variation on.
This might be a variation on Avi, right? Meaning Avi said the Hava Mina was, there's no mitzvah at all, you're avoiding Bal Yerah Bal Yimatzeh. The Ritva is saying, no, maybe there's no mitzvah because, maybe I should put it here.
Right?
Right? Let's put this as a sub
one for Avi, right? Which is not that it's avoiding Bal Yerah, but Vidika is mere prep for Biur. So why make a bracha?
So what's the Ritva saying? What was the Hava Amina? That you don't make bracha on what? On Hechsher Mitzvah. On the preparation of Mitzvah. You only make bracha on Mitzvah. Yeah, setting up the Hanukkah candles, building a sukkah, which the Rishalmi says you make a bracha on building the sukkah, the Bavli rejects it.
Okay.
Right, the Bavli says you don't, so building a sukkah according to the Bavli, right? Now, before we continue in the Ritva, if the Hava Mina was you don't make a bracha on Bedika because it's only a Hechsher, it's only a preparation, so what would the Maskana be? Come on, methodologically, this is very easy. Look,
now we learn.
Here,
the Hava Mina is, according to the Ritva, two things. One, Bedika is Hechsher. Two, no bracha on Hechsher.
Three, it's
so
not
which,
Hechsher.
So which, what is the Maskana? Either
it's not Hechsher.
Or Mitzvot on
Hechsher.
Or
you say a bracha on Hechsher. So like as I mentioned just 3 seconds ago, right, we know that in Yerushalmi, you do make bracha at least in some Hechsher, right? Because the Yerushalmi has a bracha.
Oh,
I'm making a
sukkah. I do not understand where exactly.
What?
I mean.
Right, the Yerushalmi does say, now, the Nitziv argues that not all Hechsher get, that it might depend on the Hechsher. It might be what he says, only a Hechsher, mitzvah k'tuvah b'Torah. It has to be a preparation of the mitzvah that at least is acknowledged. It's in some explicit way in the Torah.
That you should make for yourself.
Right. And therefore, maybe there are certain hechsher mitzvah that occupy like a middle conceptual space.
Where else would the
Kavod Shabbat? He has a few other examples. Or you could say that it's Bedika is not a hechsher, or there is sort of a third way of getting at around this problem. What would be the third way?
The bracha is not on the hechsher,
right? Right. Those are the three ways of getting out of this problem. Right? Is deny either the assumptions or deny the entire. Right. Really, there are three assumptions. Right, the Bedika is Hechsher, there's no bracha on Hechsher, and three, the bracha is on the Hechsher, and the Maskana could be, right, that?
It's not.
It is not, right? It is not, very good, right? It is not. So let's see which one the Ritva actually takes. So he says, again, Perish, Itzrich Lashmina Mishum de Ikra Mitzvah Hainu Biur. The reason you needed to teach me this was because the Mitzvah is Biur. It's only Hechsher. The Afal Gav Devadai Bedika Minat Torah V'Yeshna Bechal Ha'Ashbata Dulosagi Belavachi. So first of all, is the Ritva willing to say that it's Derabanan? No, he thinks that Bedika at its core is De'oraita. It's De'oraita because he thinks it's part of Hashbata. Why? Because you can't destroy Chametz without knowing
where it is.
Mikol Makom. Nevertheless, Kazaita Kadaitach Shal Yavarech Elabishat HaBiur. You might have thought that you should make the bracha when you're actually doing the destruction. Kamash Malan, that you make the bracha here. Good. So what is the Ritva actually saying?
Kind of.
Is it clear what he's saying?
Kind of like Rabbi
Yehuda. It's not totally clear what he's saying, admittedly. Right? Meaning he says, first of all, it's not a mir hechsher. Right? Right? He first of all upgrades it. Right? And says, right, it seems to be that what he's doing is saying, right, Bedika isn't really just a hechsher. It's more than that. What is it? It's the beginning of the Biur process.
Right.
Right? That's different. Right? The difference between saying that Biur starts only when I destroy Hametz and saying that Biur is finished when I destroy Hametz, and therefore I need to what? Searching is part of that process, right? So it upgrades it, which means that Lahalacha, he does seem to think that you don't make a bracha on pure Biur, right? Right?
Right.
He upgrades Bedika to saying it's not quite Hechsher, it's part of the process. And within that, you get towards an answer is why might you say a bracha al Biur, not Bedika? Because, right, the bracha isn't really on Bedika, it's because Bedika is part of the Biur process. That's the point. Right? What? Depends. Not all of them. Well, not all of them integrate in the same way. But your question is very important, and we'll look at the continuing line in the Ritva, right? So Avi asked, but wait a second. What do you mean it's part of it? I mean, I get it. Like, I can't do Biur unless I know where the Chametz is. So Bedika is part of the process. So, is that, like, is it somehow more part of the process? Right, that's what you're asking me, which is at the end of the day, once, like, what is the difference between saying that that a hechsher integrates into the process? Like, when does it, when doesn't it? Right? Like, isn't every hechsher just, like, necessary for the mitzvah? Isn't the whole point? Something like that, right? Good. So someone tell me. So what's... Yonah, so what would you say? So it's a good point, right? Every hechsher at some level is part of the process of a mitzvah. That's the whole point of it being a hechsher. So good. So why is Bedika different? Either... Very good. Meaning one possibility is to say, look, maybe there's something, and this is basically the Nitziv's argument, right? Which is that not all hechshers are created equal, right? There are hechsherim that are put in the Torah itself, right? That's his idea, that there is, like, building a sukkah. Yes, the primary mitzvah is to live in the sukkah. But the pasuk does say that you should make sukkot, right? And if that's the case, there are certain hechsherim that are, right, that hechsherim don't come, weren't all created equal. There are ones which are mere preparation, right? And then there are ones which are more integrated into the process. You're going to have to come up with some sort of standard or just judge each case individually to figure out how integrated it is into the process. But the first answer might just be, as Yonah says, look, there are some which are more integrated, some which are less, and this is clearly more integrated, which is not crazy. Good, that's one possibility. What's the second possibility? I'm still waiting on it. This is Mordechai. Still waiting on it.
I was going through the Mishnah on my phone, and then I just saw that, like, it was on the sheet.
Yeah, I know I put it on the sheet. I wasn't trying to trick you. I put it on the sheet, man. Where I put it in brackets. It was just waiting. It was staring at you. I know. We did Yerushalmi late, and your Chavrusa is sick, and it was at the bottom of the page. I got it. But, Mordechai, why don't you just start pointing us in a direction? One is just to say we judge it case by case, but there is a better way, possibly, Mordechai, and that is, there's an important ambiguity here, and that is, what does this Shoresh mean? Bet Ayin Resh. What does Bet Ayin Resh mean?
Get rid of or destroy.
Very good. Sometimes it means destroy. Sometimes it means...
It does mean burn sometimes,
right? And it's like it's destroy or burn.
So really, really...
Sometimes it means get rid of. Good.
Before I give you the example from Shviat, hold. Well, we will get to it. But someone want to tell me a case in which it clearly means destroy or slash burn.
Your opponents.
Give me a pasuk.
A pasuk.
Lo tivaru eish b'chol moshkoteichem v'yom.
Right, etc. Right, dot. Right, right. Don't burn a fire in all your homes. Right. Here it clearly means burn. Right.
No,
destroy slash burn.
By burning.
Burning is a destructive act. Yeah. Right? It means burn. When does it clearly burning mean get rid of? Tell me at least one time when it clearly means get rid of. Clearly, no machloket. Okay, let's see. What are people's bar mitzvah parshas? See if I can guilt anyone. What? Oh, you gosh. Right. Happy birthday last week. Right. Eitan. Or Mr. Parsha. Vayikra. You're all lucky. Okay, good. It's lucky that none of it was Kitavo, right? Which is at Bir Maestro. Right? I got no. Biarti Akodesh means what's Vidui Maaser? I said I gave all my maaser at the right time, meaning it's not in my house because I gave it to the Kohen, I gave it to the Levi. It doesn't mean I destroyed it. It means I cleared it out. Right? The Vayer can also mean, or what about Uviarta Hara Mikirbecha? You shall get rid of the evil in your midst. Sometimes. That might be a little bit more ambiguous. Probably not, but
so
fine.
Kind of like,
right? So now, with this in mind, someone want to give me another answer here? An answer to Yonah's question, which is, how do you know the difference between things that are mere preparations, mere hechsher, and when something is the beginning of a process? Right? Good. Someone tell me. What's another direction to solve this?
We always thought when we were talking about beer here, we thought, beer must be burning. But now, perhaps the burning part of it is just the climax. Rather, Bidiku is always beer.
Very good. If beer doesn't mean burn, beer means get rid of. Right, then bidika might not just be a hechsher or even the beginning of the process. It's actually
the process.
Very good. It is the process. So let's look at the Ritva now. The Ritva says, "L'kulei alma nosach habracha al biur taknu el melamed ol ba'al." What's clear? Everyone in this Mishnah agrees. Sorry, in our Gemara agrees that the bracha has something to do with biur, either with a lamed or with al. Why? V'yeshepershu. Some say atam ki biur kolel hakol hashvata usrefa the afa bidika. Biur itself, the word biur, includes everything, not as a hachana, not as a preparation, but as the process
of getting rid of
itself. Ela kitikun the ein habidika el, sorry. Yeah, ve'ena va'ava b'dika shem mechansa v'makom echad nikra biur, and even putting the getting everything together is called biur. What's his proof? Hello, look, kidamar kra biarti hakodesh min habayit. The proof is from the pasuk of Biur Masro, Lefichach Tiknua Bechla Belashon Kolel. And therefore, the bracha was formulated in what's Lashon Kolel? Yeah, in all inclusive language. So now go back to what he says. Why was it not obvious that we said the bracha on a Vedika? Because you thought it was a mere Heksher. You don't make bracha on a mere Heksher. What do we learn from the fact that it's not? It's not a Heksher. It's part of the process itself. Oh, so why do we make the bidika on bracha on bidika and not biur? Because it's part of the process
of beer
itself, right? And why don't we make a bracha on beer itself? We do, because this is
beer.
Very wow. Good, right? This is a possibility. The Ritva doesn't accept it himself, but who does accept it? So look at seven. Look at the Maram Chalava. Maram Chalava says, "Hi, Amar Rav Yehuda, Bodek Serach Shivareich. Hi, new time and dik new bracha alavadika v'lo abito." So he says, first of all, why bedika not bittel? Mishum de bedika d'oraita bittel d'rabbanan. K'divin le'el. First of all, because bedika is d'oraita, according to him, bittel is d'rabbanan. Okay, which is not obvious. That goes back to our previous sugya. Yes?
Yeah.
Umay d'mevarech b'loshom biur. And why do you say the language of biur? Lav loshon srefa. Who? It is not the word biur in the bracha does not mean burn. Ela loshon bidika. It means to search. Biloshon right? Biloshon biarti hakodesh min habayit. Hilkach yatsalo mizeh l'minhag hanashim shemazminot cham. No, you know what? Hold that thought. Hold the nafkamina, okay? It's a very nice nafkamina, which is why I wanted to hold off. But, well, I won't read it inside yet. But what nafkamina, because at first I want all the evidence in. But what nafkamina does he say hangs on this major question? Is the bidika, is the word beer here, does it mean destroy, burn? And is bidika the beginning of the process or the process itself? So now if we add something new, we would say the answer for 3 and 4... Right, according to the Maharam Chalava, Ritva 1 is what? Bidika is
Biur.
Right? Because Biur just means to go through
your house.
The process of ridding.
What? It's an age.
Ridding your house,
so it's trough.
Of chametz, right? Right. That's the answer to 3 and 4, right? What nafkamina emerges from this? Close.
Obviously, if you find, you need to destroy.
Like, what method of destroy?
Oh no, that's a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim we've seen before.
I know
you've seen. Okay. 10 pieces. Because where does the 10 pieces come from? Well, maybe you won't find, and it'll be a bracha levatala.
Wait, what?
Well, maybe I will read it, but then we'll fine. I'll read the Maram Chalava, but then I want you to keep this in mind and go to the Evans. Maram Chalava says, you know what the nafkamina is between this? If you don't find chametz, what? Is it a bracha levatala? If you think it's the beginning of the process, then you might have a nafkamina that what? It's a bracha levatala because you made a bracha on the process, but there's nothing, right? You can't finish it. But if you think that levaer means to get rid of, right? Not necessarily to destroy, just to get rid of, is searching itself, the process of getting rid of, whether or not there's anything there. Yes, I'm asserting, I'm making it that I can declare it is gone, right? Correct. Presumably you'd have to say more in a passive, which is biarti kodesh minabayit, which is, right, when the guy says biarti kodesh minabayit, he's not saying I did it now. He's saying I did everything I was supposed to. It's not here anymore, right? So he says, what's the nafkamina? Hilkach, yotzalo mizeh leminag anashim, shemazmina chomit bishar bedika. This undermines the minhag of women who put extra pieces of chametz out. Dilav minhagu. It's not a minhag. Right? It's a bad minhag. It's a mistake. Going back to all the questions you guys asked Rav Schechter. Everyone, like 10 questions about minhag and minhag. This was, I think, couples, right? The difference between a minhag toad and a minhag. Yeah. And he says, minhag toad. Why? Shemisha shegamar belibo livatel. The second you decided in your mind you were going to be mevatel. And look, naseit mitzvot abi. Sorry, I just skipped a line. The ein bracha elo achipus v'avadika. The bracha is on the search. Bein matzah, bein lo matzah. Whether you find or you don't find. Because this isn't a beginning to the burning process. It's to get rid of. Or to make sure it is gotten rid of more precisely. And therefore...
Therefore the searching...
Therefore the searching is the beer. So the Maram Kalabas is very simple. Why was it not obvious? Because you thought that Bedika is just a preparation. You were wrong. Bedika is beer. Why do you make the bracha al beer? Because this is beer. Why didn't I say it tomorrow? Because this is beer. Beer means make sure you have no chametz, get rid of it. And bedika and burning is all part of the process. Not the beginning of the process. It is the process.
Got it.
It is the process. It's not the beginning of the process, right?
It is the process of beor.
Not a beginning.
Maybe just write an arrow to the number 3 shvia thing so that I can take a picture of it and it's cohesive.
Right?
We'll come back to this, but yes.
Fine.
All
right, the Ritva, going back now to the Ritva himself doesn't actually end like the Maram Chalava. The Katav Haritzal, right? The Ritva himself says, "Vizenach on the Fishit Azu." This is only true according to this position. Afi Masha Anu Sovrem Shavadika Min HaTorah. He says, "I have a different svara for you." Going back to the Machloket Rashi and Tosvot. Right, which is,
he said, his hamamina is what?
It's derabba. What's his maskana? Why do you make a bracha? Because he paskins like Rashi against Tosfot. Tosfot says bedika is only ever derabbanan because of gluska yafe. And right. What does the Rashi say?
It's not.
It's baliyra baliyematze. Right? Shabedika minatora. Yeshlan to go lomedik minatora. Vabir eno elo lashon bir mamash. And therefore, he says, if that's the case, then maybe the word bior means burning.
Right.
Ulefi sheikra mitzvah bior, va'alea hakavana bedika, v'i'ef shar leftor achat mehen belo klom. And he says, you need both bedika and bior min ha-Torah. And therefore, you get a bracha. So according to the Ritva, we're running out of space here, right? The Havamina was like Tosfot, that Bedika is Derabanan, so you don't need a bracha. Maskana is? It's Min HaTorah, right? So, right, meaning what mitzvah, right? Maskana is, Bedika is, okay, let's see if I can get this in, right?
Next Havamina is that for, this is Ritva himself. Right, so this is Ritva 2, is what? Is Bedika is Derabanan, right? Like Tosfot, right? Maskana, Ritva 2 is Bedika is Deoraita Rashi.
Right? So now, what about the next question? Why is the bracha on Bedika, not Bior, on Lashon of Bior. So what does he say? V'abir ein Lashon Bior mamash, l'vish ikra mitzvah wa Bior.
So this is a little complicated, which is?
I think I got it, though.
Ikar versus Tafel.
Right, meaning they're both.
Because Bedika, without the intention to get rid of it, it's
correct. He's saying they're both deraita, but it's the ikar and tafel, and that's why the language is biur.
Right.
The eif shalachim elo klum tiknu lashon abrachim lashon biur she ikar mitzvah. And now, what about 4? V'tiknu lamra kodam b'shad abedika kedei legalot shabedika gam michelik me'amitzvah.
You're right, it's the Iker and Tafel, so why would I say it on the Tafel and not the Iker?
Right?
Well, if it's done in the way that it's...
You show that Bedika is Tafel to Beer. Meaning he says that's exactly the point. I need to show that the reason I'm doing bedika is to lead to bittul.
Okay.
Is it lead to beer? Right? So according to the Ritva, that's the whole point. Right? The reason I say I'll beer is to show that it's tafel to beer, but the reason I say it to bedika is to show you that it's not dispensable. It is part of the process of beer, but it is essential to beer.
Right?
Right?
So,
right? So he says, right, what's the compromise? I need to say, so, I know this
yeah,
is impossible.
It does kind of feel like a compromise.
So. Right, it's a compromise, right? I use the language of beer because that's primary,
okay.
But I say it to bedika to show that bedika is also part of the, is also indispensable.
I don't know why he doesn't just go with the bedika equals beer if you're doing it with the intention of it being an extension.
He just doesn't. I don't know.
Okay.
Right?
Well, no.
No, I understand.
I just thought that it was an easier read. All
right. Right? Whew. Okay. Ron.
Should I take a picture of the board now?
Wait a minute.
Okay, fine.
The Ron. The imtom rabbishita lama uyavarech kishem shumavarech al mitzvot kulan. Why shouldn't you make a bracha? Yesh lomar da kamash malandavka of the biur chametz ikur hamitzvah. Tila, right? So he says, what's the havamina? That you don't make a bracha unless you're talking about the ikur. So I don't really have room anymore. Right? Right? The Ron was the Havamina is, right? Havamina is the Ron is only make bracha on Ikar. Right? That's the Ron, that you only make bracha on the Ikar. A few walk in Isha Shimatu, I know Bishat, Midigavar Chalea. He says, and what's the Maskana? It's not true. You can make the bracha at the beginning of the process, and then everything else flows. Right?
Okay.
That's the Ron's only chiddush. So the Havamina was that you don't make a bracha, you only make the bracha at the Ikar.
No, you make it at the beginning of the process, and at the beginning of the process, and da, 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 da.
Right? Meaning, after this, the Ron is basically like everybody else. Right? And why do you say the Lashon of Biur? Because this is leading you to Biur, that's all. Right? Pretty straightforward. Okay?
I'm thinking you might need more than just four colors.
I know, I need like 10 colors. I don't know. Fine. Okay, how much time do we have? It's 12:13. Okay, so here's... I thought we would actually be able to finish this in one day, but I'm crazy. No, it's fine. We'll do 2 days on it. And as you see, I came back to the issue of the 10 pieces on the next page.
Okay.
Right? Okay, yeah.
I have a question for Maral, actually. So,
yes.
Does he think that...
Oh, okay. Hold the question of the 10 pieces so we do the 10 pieces on Sunday.
Yeah.
Or Monday, whenever we're doing. I don't know if we're doing share on Sunday. Because we have two guest speakers. So you tell me what you want to do. Galina and Mark.
Are they speaking extensively?
I think so.
What do they speak of? Themselves. Whatever
yeah, whatever they're going to talk about. We'll see.
Maybe they'll give us hard time around the fire stuff.
Okay. Good. Okay, you know what? Let me get out of the way of this question of beaver, right? The definition of the word, and then we'll flesh out. We're not going to get to the Rambam Shitza today because the Rambam has yet a different take on this whole sugya, okay? But just so that Mordechai understands this, right? Let's just flesh out the Shvi'at point, okay? And that is, where else do we see this ambiguity about what the word means? So I told you that by lo tivar weish b'chol mosh v'deichem, it clearly means to burn. In B'yarv Pnei Kodesh Menon Bayit, it clearly means get rid of. The most famous time where there is a machloket about this, besides for our sugya, is Shvi'it. So very quickly, Mordechai, what is Biur Shvi'it? So the point is like this. When there is Chameid, the halacha is as follows. I'm going to oversimplify. But you are allowed to eat Shemitah produce as long and hoard a certain amount of Shemitah produce in your house. Not a lot, but a little bit. Not getting into the quantities, right? As much as your family needs for a certain number of meals, blah, 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 blah. Until what? Until there is none of that produce left in the field. Once it's once
there's
no produce, right, and then there are different standards. Is there, right, humans and animals and different things. Okay. Once there is none of the produce left in the field, you have to do something called?
Biur.
Biur
Shvi'id, right? Bior Shvi'id. And what is Bior Shvi'id? What is that you need to do when your apples run out in the field? You have 10 apples at home, and now there are no apples. You need to do Bior. What does Bior mean?
Well,
so look at 9. Okay. Rambam says, you're only allowed to eat Shemitah produce as long as it is found in the field. It'll be for the domesticated and the wild animals in your land, all produce to eat. As long as the wild animal can eat it, you're allowed to eat what's in the house. If it runs out in the field,
right,
then you have to do Bior. Ketzad, what is Bior? So as long as there are figs on the trees, you're allowed to eat them in your house. Kalu. Otan, hayelo perot miruben, mechalkin mazon shoz lechol echad, vasel lechol achar beer, ben lanin lashirim. And after beer, you cannot eat them. Vim lo matza ochle mishara beer. And if you can't find anyone to eat it at the time of beer, so rafe by eish, burn it in fire. O mashlich la yam hamelach, or throw it into the Dead Sea. Uma'abdan lechol davar shem abed. Or destroyed in any way that it can be destroyed. According to the Rambam, what does Bior Shvi'it mean?
Destroy.
And I don't want to get into the Lamas. We spent a lot of time at the three meals and all that, right? Fascinating sugyot. We spent a long time on this. It was a great sugyot in the ninth parak. We're not going to redo it. But the point is, for our purposes, is what does the Rambam think the word Bior means in the context of Bior Shvi'it?
Destroy,
thank you. What does the Ramban hold? Not destroy. Very good. The Ramban in 10 says, Eina inyan. Shehu abir rachars man abir asurin bahana'a. Uva achila v'yichud ma'avdam. It's not the case that you need to destroy perot shviyat. V'lomonachom mishnah perot shviyat lomen in israfim v'lomonik barim. What's his proof? That at the end of Tamura, the Gemara talks about two categories of things that need to be destroyed in halacha. Things that need to be burned and things that need to be buried. And Shemitah produce is not listed in either category, which means
it's not in either
category. Very good. What does Bior therefore mean by Shvi'it? By Shemitah, you need to be mafkirit. You need to give it away and get it out of your house. What's his proof? Kenyan. Biyarti HaKodesh. Very good. So now let's see if this has jogged Mordechai's memory yet. Mordechai. So the Rambam says Bior Shvi'id is destruction. The Ramban says Bior Shvi'id is getting rid of and being mafkir. What does the Ravid hold? How could that be a third position? No, don't look at it. See if you remember.
And just like place it right outside your house?
No, both. It's both. Oh. It's two stages. There's stage one Bior, which means get rid of, and stage two Bior, which means
destroy.
Meaning Bior has both meanings. What are the two? So look at the Ravid in 11. Amar Avram. Right, he quotes the Rambam that Asur Lechol Achar Bior, you can't eat it after Bior. Amar Avram. Avram ben David. The Ravid says, "Bechai Roshi, I swear by my head. Lo heir velo hitzir. He did not enlighten. He did not explain. Ma'wa biro ser al kodam." Says, "I don't know what you're talking about." Maybe he thinks that the three meals that you give out are the end of the beer vein. Okay. Ella b'sheyichlu peirud ha'ir tchumea motzien kol adam asher veitam u'mavien otam lotzer. Liad Beitin. If it runs out of the local fields, then what does Bior mean?
Then it
clear it out of your house and give it to Beitin to distribute.
Right.
Otzer Beitin, remember?
Right, yeah.
V'heim mechalkin l'chol adam shalosu dod, and they give it out to three people. right? So he says stage one is when produce is not in your local area, then you need to get rid of it.
But if it's outside one of the big three designated
But next paragraph, achar sheyechlu mikol haaretz, but once it's gone from everywhere, az yidbaru legamrei, then it needs to be destroyed. Full biur, lisreifa o leibud, burning or destruction, me'oto abir ve'ilach in ozer v'mashu levishen loshem heter, and from that point on, etc. So therefore, in biur shviat, we have three shitot. Very good. The Rambam says that biur shviat means destroy. The Ravid says biur shviat means, the Ramban says biur shviat means get rid of. And the Ravid says at stage one, when you run out of produce in your local fields, you get rid of it. And when you, when there's nothing left in the country, biur transforms to mean destroy. And therefore, the ambiguity of the word livaer is the same thing that we have going on here, where the Ritva, the Ran, right? They all assume that biur is burning, is right. Destruction, and therefore, their answers of bidika reflect the fact that they think bidika is the beginning of a process towards destruction, but is not destruction itself. Whereas the Ritvan is first answer on the Maram Chalav, and his only answer say no. The reason that bidika gets a bracha al biur is because biur means to get rid of, and in that sense, bidika is not part, is not the preparation for the process,
but it is
the process, right? It is the process itself. Okay. Okay, let's just quickly do the Meiri, and the next time we'll do the Rambam, because the Rambam is a different Shita. I gave you the Rambam and the Michtam. Six. So let's just quickly do the Meiri, and then we'll finish up next time with the Rambam, the Michtam, the Riaz, and the Nafkamina for leaving out 10 pieces of Chametz, which we will spell out more, okay? But quickly, the Meiri in six. Habodech tarech shiu varech, ukvar be'arnu, sha'aval bishem anat Torah in bitlu, eino over alav. Even though he says, so what, according to him, he has yet a different Hava Mina, which is, maybe why do you not make a bracha on bidika?
Because
you can get away of it
with
Bittul, right? So,
six is, right? You could just do Bittul, right?
Great. Sorry. I don't know what to tell you. Mikomokom ikra gavana hua biur chametz vajmadu mina olam. But he said that's not ideal. So the Miri really has, I really shouldn't have done the Miri. The Miri has a totally different interpretation, which is the Havamina was that because bidika is unnecessary, you don't make a bracha. Kamash Mulan, it's not necessary, but it is ideal, right? But it is ideal.
Right? It's ideal.
Yeah, I know, that's not clear.
Next year, can we put in the budget to get a room that's all the walls are just made out of whiteboard?
Yes, exactly. Right? He said, once you say that, but now, once with that chiddush, now everything else falls in place. He says, the ikar is destruction, bidika is the beginning of biri nase reit chilat mitzvah bir, mitokach mevarchan ala bir. After that, everything is the same. Havamina is, this is all unnecessary, because, right, maskana is, it's still ideal. What's ideal? Destruction. Bidika is the beginning of the process, right? After this, he reads like everybody else, right? Not everybody else. He reads like several of the shittos we've seen, right? Which is the mitzvah is to destroy. Bidika is the beginning of the process. That's why you make the bracha on bidika on bittul, right? Bitolkach mevarchan ala bir velo ala bittul. That's why you make it a bir not bittul. V'chein lo ala bidika shabidika atzmon tzaruf biru v'ala ikram evarchen, make the bracha on the primary thing v'ala bishin achay levar al machar, and see, even though you only destroy tomorrow, mikomoko mitzvah to biru chalo kol hayom, the bracha is all day, me'achar shechal zman ha-mitzvah yochol evarech aleha. Now he just adds one little tweak, which is, but still you would say make it tomorrow. The answer is because the 14th is already this man biru.
Right, yeah, and you start to say, like,
right, meaning,
people,
exactly, right, meaning what he adds here is he says, look, everything here he agrees right. with. What he adds is, but still, you would say, but how can I make the bracha the beginning of the process? Why don't I wait till the ikar mitzvah, right? And his answer is, because the second that, the 14th hints, You're already in Beer Parsha anyways.
Right. Whereas according to the Ritva, you might do it on the...
Very good. So the Nafkamin is going to be, do you make a bracha, remember?
On the 13th,
very, very good. So that, we're going to have to come back to that, right? We've done these sugyot already.
Right.
So, you know what? Let's stop with the Miri. Let's come back to the Miri next time, because Miri mostly says it, but he does add this important kiddush, so we will have to address it more, and we'll do it next year.